From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The United States says a U.S. manned and unmanned airstrike in central Somalia killed more than 150 al-Shabaab militants preparing for a large-scale attack. White House spokesman Josh Earnest said Saturday's target was a camp called Rosso, north of Mogadishu.
The fighters who were scheduled to depart the camp pose an imminent threat to U.S. and African Union mission forces in Somalia. The removal of those terrorist fighters degrades al-Shabaab's ability to meet the group's objectives in Somalia, including recruiting new members, establishing bases, and planning attacks on U.S. and AMISOM forces.
A Pentagon spokesman said the U.S. learned the fighters were set to depart camp and posed an imminent threat to U.S. and African Union forces. He said the U.S. watched the camp for weeks before the attack. The U.S. launched numerous airstrikes against the group, including one that killed the group's longtime leader, Ahmed Abdi Ghoddani, in September 2014. European Union leaders Tuesday said they reached a possible deal with Ankara to return thousands of migrants to Turkey, and they're confident a full agreement can be reached at a summit next week. Donald Tusk is the European Union Council President.
I'm happy that we have a common understanding with the Prime Minister Davutoglu on strengthening our cooperation as to achieving concrete results on the ground within days.
They agreed to give Turkey even more money to help care for refugees, ease visa requirements for Turks, and speed up Ankara's membership in the 28-member EU. A two-day summit scheduled March 17 is expected to finalize the commitment and agree on a deal leaders hope will allow a return to normalcy in their borders at year's end. Turkey's prime minister said the pending agreement is a way to both rescue lives, staunch migrant trafficking, and herald a new era in EU-Turkish relations. This is VOA News. Tunisia's President Beji Caid Essebsi said his country is at war with barbarians. His comment followed an attack by Islamist fighters Monday that left at least 53 dead near the Libyan border. Mr. Essebsi spoke Monday after dozens of suspected extremists rampaged through the Tunisian town of Ben Gourdan, targeting police and army posts. He called it an unprecedented attack, planned and organized in a bid to create a new emirate. The battle was the second such border clash in and near the town in the past week, and comes as Britain prepares to send military advisors to help secure the porous border region. White House officials said Monday that Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu turned down a meeting with President Obama and canceled a planned visit to the U.S. later this month. That development comes as Vice President Joe Biden arrives in Israel Tuesday. Monday, Mr. Biden began a five-day trip to the region, vowing the U.S. would help destroy the Islamic State militant group.
We have to squeeze the heart of Daesh in Iraq and Syria so they can't continue to pump their poison into the region and the rest of the world.
Mr. Biden's remarks came as he visited U.S. Airmen Station at the Al Dhafra Air Base near the United Arab Emirates capital of Abu Dhabi. He'll also visit the West Bank and Jordan. Syria Monday said it will attend the next round of peace talks scheduled to get underway Wednesday, but that could be pushed back to next week in Geneva. Those U.N.-mediated proximity talks collapsed last month after just 2 days. The opposition has not yet indicated whether it will attend. The latest proposed talks come nearly 2 weeks into a cessation of hostilities, which began February 27, does not include attacks on territory controlled by Islamic State or al-Nusra. Russian tennis star Maria Sharapova says she failed a drug test at the Australian Open in January due to a substance she has been taking for a decade for health reasons. Sharapova spoke Monday at a Los Angeles news conference.
It's very important for you to understand that for 10 years, this medicine was not on WADA's banned list, and I had been legally taking the medicine for the past 10 years.
Sharapova said the drug, meldonium, was only added to the list of banned substances by the World Anti-Doping Agency at the start of the year. She said she did not look at the updated banned list before taking her medication. She could be subject to at least a one-year suspension. The 28-year-old Russian, winner of 5 Grand Slam titles, is currently ranked 7th in the world. Asian markets opened lower after China announced a sharp drop in exports, diving more than 25% last month. Oil prices, after rising sharply Monday, slipped back, although Brent crude remains above $40 a barrel. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.